AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The president of the Oklahoma State Medical Association's renewing the group's call for a statewide mask mandate. This comes as the number of people hospitalized due to COVID-19 reaches record high levels. Association President George Monks says cities that have adopted mask requirements are seeing lower rates of infection. President Trump today denounced Democratic rival Joe Biden for believing in scientists like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Publicly, Trump said that Fauci had made some bad calls, but was a good guy. But in a conference call, he was a little more critical.
He said, do not close it up for China. I have a list of 15 things this guy. And yet, we keep him. Every time he goes on television, there's always a bomb. But there's a bigger bomb if you fire him. But Fauci's a disaster. I mean, this guy's, if I listen to him, we have 500,000 deaths.
No serious problems reported as Florida begins early voting in much of the state. Many polling sites had long lines even before dawn. One had to close in the panhandle after an election supervisor and an employee both tested positive for COVID-19. Missouri Supreme Court's making it harder for residents who don't want to vote in person. It's requiring those seeking absentee voting will have to get their ballots notarized, except in rare cases. A Wisconsin judge has reinstated a social distancing order from Governor Tony Evers, keeping capacity at 25% for bars, restaurants, and other indoor venues. The U.S. Supreme Court's agreeing to review a Trump administration policy, making asylum seekers wait in Mexico for a court hearing. Our Shelley Adler has details.
The justices will not hear the case until next year, since the court's calendar is already full through the end of this year. And the outcome of the presidential election is key. If Joe Biden wins, the case would become largely moot.
Stocks tumble today, the Dow down more than 400 points. This is AP News. Abortion politics may be a hot topic in the Senate, but not in America's churches.
Some priests and pastors are making waves during this election year by telling their flocks that it's evil to vote for Democrats who support abortion rights. Their fierce, openly partisan rhetoric is attention-grabbing, but it remains the exception in America's diverse religious landscape, even in this divisive presidential campaign. Mainline denominations like the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America take a nuanced view of the issue. The National Association of Evangelicals, which represents about 45,000 churches, declares that it actively, ardently, and unwaveringly opposes abortion on demand, but simultaneously appeals for civility. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Two guitars that were owned, played, and partly designed by the late Eddie Van Halen will go up for auction in December. Each instrument is expected to fetch between $60,000 and $80,000. The auction was already scheduled before the death of Van Halen earlier this month. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.